At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wow, we look pretty great. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with...
I'm Sam.
And I'm in a sandwich.
No. Hey.
Oh, man, let's cut it. Let's start over.
I'm Brandon, a.k.a. Speedy Gonzalez, also known on the trucker radio as Quiplash. Woo-hoo, yeehaw, let's get it. 10-4. No, I'm playing.
Oh, my God. That was a great intro.
That was actually really good.
It was really passionate.
Very good. How many times did you practice that in the mirror?
Once. How many times all together? We won't say that.
So, yeah. So I got some, not necessarily scary stories, but some potentially blood boiling stories.
What does that mean?
Well, it might rile you up a little bit.
I'm ready.
As long as they're upbeat, because the last story we had was so crushing, mind crushing, and sad that I don't know if I even want to do another episode after.
You're like, let's just skip the whole month of October if they're going to be like that.
It was pretty... It hurt.
That broke me.
It did break me.
It really did.
Well, they were nothing like that, so don't worry about it. You don't have to even worry about that, Sam.
Okay.
This is probably...
Wait, who? Which one? Which Sam?
Sam 1?
This Sam.
So that's Sam 1, I'm Sam 2.
Okay. Sorry, Sam. You can be Sam 1.
And we're sandwiched, because, yeah, we're in the middle.
You know what? You're right. It was a little crazy these past episodes. So let's start with this one.
Upbeat, light.
Well, it's not. Something's getting beat. I'll say that.
Actually, I'm thinking about.
Am I the asshole?
Wait,
for...
I do have a question. Okay. Because you did say blood boiling. I don't even know what does blood boiling mean. What does that mean?
It's gonna like rile you up. Oh, it might make you a little passionate. Yeah, one of them might make you mad. Because reading the title of one of them, I'm like, okay, that's.
So I should turn this down because you're about to start yelling.
I'm about to yell.
I already
about to yell.
I'm about to yell.
I don't think of this one you're gonna yell, okay. But am I the asshole for kicking my roommate out after he violated my towels?
I'm about to yell.
I'm gonna say, oh yes.
This hits me hard.
No, they are not the you don't mess with other people's stuff. That's not no.
Violate.
Oh, I'm scared. I am scared.
Wait. Actually, now I'm kind of into it. How they violated?
They like made it into a doll. Yeah. And like we're cuddling
on the couch.
That's
cool.
It's your towel. You gotta clean off of that now.
Yeah, obviously he probably is not, because who violates towels?
Okay, so he asked him to move out?
Or kicked he kicked him out.
He kicked him out?
Oh, kicked him out. Oh. Dang, that's much.
Yeah, that's it might a be lot. A bit much.
Like, my question is, how expensive are your towels if you're kicking somebody out? You know?
It's the principle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it could. Yes, it could be.
No, because I'm going to Walmart for my towels. So right. That's, I'm not,
$3.98.
Hey, yo, stack back. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Towels for days.
Sam's think alike. This is
Sam's
it. See,
think alike.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Am I the asshole for kicking my roommate out after he violated my towels? I, 24 female, live in a 2-bed, 2-bath apartment, and 4 months ago, Brad, 26 male, moved in. These past 4 months have been confusing, weird, slightly scary, and effing insane. But yesterday is the day that beats it all. I got home to my roommate Brad stuffing all of my towels. He grabbed all of mine because, like a man, he only has one constantly moist and dirty towel in black garbage bags. You see, Brad has an online side hustle going, and apparently one of his weirdo clients asked him to record himself unceremoniously manhandling himself with towels. Since he was paying, Brad obliged. Brad planned on having all my towels washed and then sneaking it back into my towel cupboard, but obviously, me coming home earlier than expected ruined everything. Brad thinks I was an ass for kicking him out without notice. ETA, to make sure you really understand, Brad fucked my towels. I came home to him stuffing my jizz-filled towels in trash bags, but hey, he planned on washing it before returning. I'm aware that he probably did it before and has gotten away with it, but let me have hope. Brad is not doing shit, and he knows it. He is not on the lease, and if he does try to get me in trouble, I have enough on him to put him in jail and get him in trouble with the IRS. Also, can y'all weirdos who pay Brad tell me what the going rate is for misusing towels? I'd like to get a cut of my money as suggested by some of you.
Sounds like I need a new job.
I know, I can do that.
In the towels, man, that's easy.
Why doesn't he just buy his own towels?
100%, like, right. Yeah.
You're making money. Go buy your own. Quit using hers unless that's some kind of
weird thing.
That's an investment for your business.
You right, need to get exactly. Towels. Taxes.
Yes.
Boom, boom.
You can write that off.
I mean, I don't think he's too aware of taxes. If she's she's I got enough to get you the IRS. I don't think he knew that he could possibly write off the taxes.
You can get an LLC.
What's that business going to be named?
Towels Incorporated.
That's it?
The Friendly Towel
Oh my gosh.
Is there a reference to who this guy is? Because I'm curious how it works.
Do we need to Google?
I want to know what he's actually doing.
I ain't Googling that. I put that on
my crusty towel.
Oh my god.
Crusty towel. Yes. Yes. But, I would feel violated though, to be honest.
You rub your face off after the shower and.
Even if you only have one towel, use that towel.
Yeah,
right.
Why don't you use mine?
Yeah, why you all up in... I mean, you can't be all... I mean, I guess I don't know how much he's...
she said trash...
on the towel.
She said trash bags, I believe. Stuffing multiple towels.
How many towels does this girl have?
How much jizz does this man have that he's literally...
You're not going to do it into one that's already been used, so per you're going to have another towel.
But here's the thing.
Are you not hurting
there's
after
two
that?
Sides to a towel. You can use one side and then use...
That's not the kind of business he runs. He's a professional. He's not.
He's a professional.
They're like, I paid for a fresh towel and you're going to just flip it over?
They're like, turn it around.
Yeah.
Turn it around.
Let me see. Is there anything? Okay.
Does it fold nicely?
Yeah.
Is there a hard, if it's hard to fold.
It's like.
There's dust. It's cracking.
It doesn't even move. Yeah.
But let me say this out to the weirdos out there. Yeah. Who's getting off to that? Someone just with a towel?
What happened in that man's childhood for him to be like, I need you to do something with that towel?
He got spanked with it.
Oh.
It's the only thing. That is the only option. I know it because it's my gut intuition.
Oh.
You know?
From gym class, someone whipped him?
Yeah, just...
Oh, that's my...
Like, yep.
And that's where he found out. That's what I'm into sexually.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it's because a towel is easy accessible for the other person. So they could be like, oh, he is doing it on this towel. He's doing it on me.
Okay. You buy the same towel at home and you, ooh. While you're watching.
Oh, maybe that's why he had to use the towels. So, but he could still buy his own. So I'm still stuck on the fact that he was kicked out though.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would feel violated, but I mean, don't you give people, so I want to say, should you have a warning, don't touch my stuff again, but I don't know. That's kind of...
You kind of lose trust at that point.
I know.
Though.
I'm like, what are you doing? What have I not caught you doing?
Right.
That's the thing. Right.
I caught you doing this. You're probably doing some foul stuff.
He's probably doing it in her room.
no notice? Yeah, you want to be living in the streets?
I mean, I feel like a notice should go warranted with, like, regular behavior. Like, if you're using the towel, it's like, hey, don't use my stuff. But you took time to make love to that towel.
So does she know for a fact? Does she know for a fact, though, that that's what it was? Like, she
literally said, I wonder if she is one of the clients, because she literally said he was fucking the towel.
She's one of the clients.
So. Well, she said she got home early, so I thought she caught him in the middle of doing it.
Well, it sounded like she caught him putting it in bags to go wash it. But
so maybe he has a side business where that is that, but he's really like obsessed with her and he's secretly just like doing it all over stuff. Oh my god.
That, or I wonder if like it's something in his diet where it like smells amazing or something and like people are like, I need that towel. It's like a weird fetish thing.
Well, because my friend used to sell socks, used socks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was making money from it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm trying to get on
your friend,
because
I need to get some money.
Legitimately.
Right.
So I say for this podcast, we find the guy, we watch a video, review it in the next episode.
I'm scared. I ain't paying for that.
He's got Sam, you're paying for it.
I have got the background music.
Yeah.
I'm already subscribed. I know exactly who it is. I wrote. It was my roommate.
You're kicking. Yeah. You're kicking your roommate out.
Yeah. Yeah, he was making the video for me, I think. And that.
You got that background music that's been going viral.
Oh my gosh. Have you seen that on Twitter?
Yeah.
I wanted to read that story too, but I'm like, I'm sure it's probably already been done at this point.
A thousand times.
Yeah. Have you heard about that on Twitter?
Mm-mm.
There's this guy that found out he was having sex with his girlfriend for 2 years, and he had like a playlist that they would listen to. And the song that he would climax to, she eventually was like, hey, I hate that song, and it's really gross. And it's literally like cats meowing.
There's no singing at all.
No singing.
Even though, in my head, when I was listening to it, I'm like, I just imagined the movement, the stroking, how it would go. And I'm like, it could kind of work.
No, not at all.
It was bad. I was trying to be on his side, but I'm like, you could maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe there's a way.
I have a joke.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear it.
Is it
a good joke?
No, it's not a good joke.
Get ready, guys. Let's cut it. He's going to tell the greatest joke of all time, second to my joke, but...
I know,
the
we already passed
joke of all time.
I had another joke that passed yours. Anyway, no, I don't know when it's going to appear because it's like a weather-based thing, but I was like summer solstice instead of summer solstice.
So the next story... am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend to shut the fuck up after she insulted my sister's thighs?
Ooh, what? This? Ooh. Ooh!
Yep. We all have sisters. We all have sisters.
We all have sisters.
Don't you talk about... I can talk about my family all I want. But don't nobody come at them with nothing. Otherwise, yeah, I would have a yes.
You kind of thighs.
No, she's not the asshole for saying something because I would have probably smacked him in his mouth.
Yeah.
If you got Squidward thighs, then you can say something.
You got some thunder thighs.
You got some thighs.
Wingstop would be jealous.
No, yeah, that's rude. I would. Yeah. You can't talk about my sister.
Right? Yeah, nah.
Okay. Am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend to shut the fuck up after she insulted my sister's thighs? I'm 30, and my 12-year-old sister is living with me right now because mom and pops...
Oh my god.
They're vulnerable, so it made more sense for me to care for my sis for the time being. She's a really great kid, and to be honest, I feel a lot of ways like she's my own kid because my mom and dad don't speak English, so I kind of have to raise my sis in ways that they couldn't. Hard to explain, but I'm sure anyone with a secondary culture will get what I mean. My mom and dad are great parents, but having an English-speaking person to guide you through shit when you're living in an English-speaking country is invaluable. And my sister trusts me with stuff she wouldn't necessarily trust my parents with. Anyway, my girlfriend was FaceTiming me and my sister walked past in shorts and a t-shirt because it's hot. My girlfriend waited till my sister had left the area, but not the room, and made a face and said, maybe feed her less, OP. Her thighs are kind of chunky. I saw red and told her to shut the fuck up, just came right out of my mouth, and immediately ended the call. My sister is a bit chubby, but who says stuff like that about a 12-year-old girl? Literally, everybody I know has been texting me that I'm a piece of shit boyfriend and that how can I disrespect my girlfriend like that? I'm expecting an apology from her, but to my shock, everybody is expecting me to apologize. So Reddit, am I the asshole?
Oh my gosh.
Yep, I'm mad. You're right, I'm mad. No, he is not the asshole. He did the right thing. Like, for real, she is, okay. His sister is 12 years old. Why are you even saying nothing about her? Like, feed her less? Fuck.
Ooh. Right.
Excuse my language, but that girl, oh, she ain't, no. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Number
how
one.
Old,
if,
how old are they? Old
well,
are they?
He's 30.
Oh, he's 30, okay.
So I'm assuming they're probably around the same age. And she, the little girl's 12.
That sounds like a high school girl saying that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I'm guessing she's like grown, in the right. same age. And she's
right.
Saying,
what is
oh,
she, 15? Like, frick.
Mm-mm.
You.
She's 12.
Yeah.
I'm like in shock a little bit. Like, for real.
Like, I don't know. I mean.
I feel like he did the right thing. Hang
on. Oh,
up
you're on the
girlfriend's
side.
No.
You're like, I don't know, maybe she was a little chunky and she couldn't.
No.
You know,
I was like, Maddie.
No. The only thing I'm thinking is, like, in the moment, like, you're like you said, seeing red, being disrespectful to your girlfriend, but your girlfriend literally, like, said something about your, like, your child sister.
Yeah.
Like, it's rude to say that about an adult, but you're saying right. that about a little kid? Like, that's crazy. That's literally insane. So, like, yeah, reading that, I'm like, saying shut the fuck up to somebody is rude, but what they said was way more rude. And if you're going to say that about my family, it's probably going to come out of my mouth, too, honestly. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would have, that does not sound like girlfriend material to me.
Mm-mm.
That means.
Like wife material.
Like, all these.
Followed by a 2-year unconstituted divorce.
I'm proposing.
Right. Sam's like, I'm in.
You say my sister's chunky? I'm proposing.
I am.
Just so that divorce will be
yeah,
all
like,
the
I can't
much
wait for
crazier.
She just sounds so, like, I don't understand that point of view when thinking that's okay to even say that to anybody. I don't know. I mean, yes, I have said stuff in my past. Stupid stuff. And do I regret it? Yes. But, like, now, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. Even though she was still in the room.
That's
so
what I'm
she
saying.
She probably heard it.
Well, I thought yeah. she waited till she left the room.
She waited till she wasn't on camera, but she was still in the
oh.
room.
Oh.
Mm.
So now she's gonna have some complex her entire life about her thighs, like,
yeah.
like
that
she
hurts my
does.
Heart.
She's a preteen girl,
right? She already doesn't like herself, right? So
somebody confirming yep. her thoughts about herself—that's horrible. Yeah.
But I think it was probably best that he blew up like that too, right there, because it's like
yeah,
you know someone's got
he's got my back.
So, yeah.
Back. That's true.
And then also it's like. I just forgot it. What was I gonna say? Oh, like, how insecure are you to point out someone else's insecurities?
Mm-hmm.
Who's not even grown? You're grown. That's right. crazy.
She wasn't even, like, talking to her or nothing. She's just walking by.
She's walking by, yeah.
That was vendetta-based. It had to be.
Yeah, it was.
I just don't. What, is she jealous that he lives with his sister? It's his freaking sister. Like, what are you even doing? Like,
yeah. I don't know. That's...
What if a plot twist? He's 30, but he's dating, like, a 16-year-old. So he's actually the bad guy.
And it's actually like
Watch.
Her.
Yeah.
That is
yeah,
actually
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's actually like her
that's
old
my
best
sister,
friend.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
not...
it's actually. They used to be friends and.
That's
then
the only reason.
She looks
her.
Different than the last time I saw her.
Right. And that's the only reason I can see her friends sticking up for her. Which, yeah, saying shut the fuck up is kind of extreme, but it's also extreme for you to talk to somebody like that. Like, talk mm-hmm. about you, even though you thought she was not in the room, she was, and she heard you. I mean, that's still not okay.
I mean, it's not okay to talk about, like, a random person, like, walking by and comparing, like, their body or saying something about their body, but it happens. But saying that about your boyfriend's sister, like, that's so messed up. Do you not even think about the fact that, like, that's going to cause problems immediately? For anybody, it would, if you're, like, immediately, like, saying something rude about somebody's family. Like, why are you thinking that's okay to even say in the first place? That's crazy.
Do you think we're missing something from the story?
I do.
Because...
I do.
Unless she just has horrible... All their friends are horrible. The fact that all of them are like, why did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if something's being fudged over that.
Like, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like, maybe he's... I don't know.
Because there's always two sides
to the story.
Yeah,
there's two sides to the story. That's true.
And we always get the one where it's like... Of course they're going to paint the worst picture. So, yeah. Because that's what I was also... I was like, okay... She talked about, like, okay, if this was, like, a one-time offense, everybody yeah. would be, like, concerned, right. but they wouldn't,
so
like...
All the friends are like, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
I'm curious. It could be they're all trash people, and they're, like, they...
Live in the same
It'd
circle.
Be weird for everyone to be trash. That's where I'm like, okay, what did you do?
And all I know is that girl better be a supermodel, looking skinny, little...
Oh, yeah, you better
nah,
be.
You better yeah. be looking, like... But even then,
well, look at your thighs.
Right.
I mean, that's why I started dating you, because of your thighs. But
look at her. Go look at the damn hair. I ask her.
Don't look at me like that. I'll beat you into submission.
Okay, that one was good. That one was
no,
good.
No, he was waiting. He was trying to fit
he
it in
waiting.
Somehow. I know he was. He definitely was trying to break that in.
Sam Squanch. No, I'm just kidding. What is that?
We done made new words.
There's a dictionary out there full of Sam words.
Like a Sasquatch, but a Sam Squanch. It's from Trailer Park Boys.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't with the hands. Every time she's doing while you're reading the story, she's like popping the drink up with her hand and it was perfect.
I'm just trying.
No, because like, she covered her face at one point. Yeah. I think she said and I was like
no, when the story she's like
am I the asshole for telling the cashier that wasn't the girl's credit card?
I don't know what you're asking me, sir.
I'm a...
I can't tell you that if you are.
I'm a say... no. But what are you going to do about it? There's nothing you can do about it. So you just snitch it for no reason.
That's the thing is like... I mean... you a jerk.
Now, lesson learned.
Yeah, that's
you just have to true. Lie to Sam. Yeah, tell him he has a good mic because he doesn't deserve it.
Uh-oh. Look at Sam.
His identity's revealed.
It's Sam.
Hey, guys.
Do you know how much that cost me?
How much did this cost you?
$1.25.
Oh, my gosh.
How am I gonna live?
Just put it down, Sam.
Now I'm gonna have
point.
No food for a week. No, I'm just kidding. There you go.
Maybe it can be reused. We could give it to the guy in the first story or something.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for telling the cashier that wasn't the girl's credit card? I was in a higher end department store today, rhymes with looming tales, and happened to end up next to two teenage girls while shopping. One of the girls had picked out a pair of a very expensive boots, and they were both fawning over them. Second girl must have been looking at the price tag and asked boot girl if she was really going to spend that much on boots. Girl with boots says something along the lines of, if I have my dad's credit card, I'm not paying, which instantly caught my attention because that's not her card. I've told my son multiple times he's never allowed to use my card, so I'm interested to see how this girl thinks she's going to get away with fraud, but has split up.
Okay, Karen.
But had split up from the girls at this point, and they had found something else. We ended up at the same register, me behind. I see her total hit well over 4 digits. The girl's about to swipe her card when I decide that I cannot let her get away with something like this, and someone has to parent this kid if no one else will. I tell the cashier that isn't her card, but her father's, and I'm not sure she has his permission. Girl and her friend turn and glare at me, giving me possibly the dirtiest looks I've ever seen. I swear this girl was gonna throw a tantrum right there. I don't think she was ever told no. Girl tells cashier her father gave her the card to shop with because it's the store's credit card and it gives him the points. Now that I pointed out it wasn't hers, cashier tells her she can't use that card. Girl tries to show ID to prove they have the same last name. Yeah, that will help. And I tell her it's still fraud. Girl says it's not fraud because she has permission and tells me to mind my own business. I tell her that it is my business that she's doing something illegal and she needs to pay with her own card or I call the cops. Girl is pissed now and people are glaring at me. She uses her own card and leaves crying. Cashier looks mad at me. I tell my husband when I get home, only for him to agree that I was wrong. So Reddit, am I the asshole?
Oh my god.
100%. Like, who?
Oh my god.
Nobody's gonna parent this child than I am. Who are you? Don't nobody give two. No. Her dad gave her that. Like, I don't understand. Mind your damn business. Not your business. She got some expensive boots. What, are you mad she got the expensive boots that you couldn't have? Like, calm down.
What was that story? That story where she's like, oh, can you just message the comments to me?
Yeah.
It reminds me of that story where, like, you have no self-awareness of what they're saying. And they're just like, people are going to be on my side when I write this on Reddit. They're definitely going to be like, what are you talking about? Everything was bad with what you were saying.
How?
I think that was the one where she kissed a boy without consent.
Yeah, oh, like, yeah. Completely wrong.
Did you ever see that one?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Like, why am I, like, I'm right in this.
I'm right,
fraud.
It's fraud.
And if I'm wrong, just DM me. Like, don't even put it in the comments. Yeah. I'm really hoping that the family is like a really rich, powerful family. So it's like, you're done. You're screwed over. You should have never did that. You should have just mind your business. Cause then that'd be cool. That'd be like a great story plot. And then we just watch it all transpire. Karen gets bad stuff.
Did you know that they made a movie on Lifetime called Karen?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was based off of the stereotype.
Well, that's the thing, because I sometimes think that Karen is, like, overblown, like, how I think there's sometimes when you should be complaining. Like, there's things that you should complain about.
Correct.
But Karens do it for things that don't matter. Like, this does not matter. It's nothing to do with you. You should not be inserted in this. That's definitely a Karen move.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like,
if nobody's going to parent this child, then I'm going to. That's what was like, what are you even talking about, lady? This is not your life. You stay in your life, I'm gonna stay in mine. And then that, her dad did give her permission, and then the cashier, like, even the, I don't know.
Even if I knew for a fact, like, this chick was like, man, I stole my dad's credit card, and I'm still not getting into
right.
it. I'm like, hey.
You can talk to your dad about it.
Live your life.
I said that ain't got nothing to do with me. I said that. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
Daddy Milkers.
Why?
Clearly.
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Daddy Milkers.
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Everybody,
I said. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
See you next week.
Ain't got
nothing to do with me. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.